Hold, good man. What goods and chattels dost thou carry?
Nothing but the finest furs and leather, noble kind sir.
And pray, where art thou transporting these wares?
Why, good sir, they abound for the Baron's house, just yonder that ridge.
This Baron you speak of, would that be Baron Westland?
Why, that be correct, kind sir. Are you acquainted?
Indeed I am, good man. And the Baron hath leave to remember my name also. For we crusaded together at Jerusalem, and laid siege to the Caliphate.
A noble cause indeed, good sir.
Pish! Noble! Thou dost not know of what he speaks. The so-called goodly Baron did double-cross me on the steps of the citadel and left me to face the murderous horde with nothing but cunning and guile to see me through. I fought them off with a desperation known only to a rabid animal. My blade flashed and sintered as it sized the air until it found the flesh of my foes, whence it bit deeply to slice and gouge and split bone asunder. Limbs flayed and necks sloughed backward, the sightless eyes not caring as the heathen heads rolled away underfoot like a split bag of marbles. Wave after wave of malodorous dervishes attempted to prise me from my mark, and each feint was repelled with a godly assault of righteous force. Until, by the fading light of the day, I vanquished the last godless wretch, and stood victorious on a mountain of quivering, stinking flesh. The final lunge was made by the Sultan himself. To wit, I summoned deep and brought up the last of my strength. My sword had fallen beyond my reach. I was unarmed and staring at my own demise as his black-toothed grin bared down on me. I reached about in desperation, my hand gushing into the pile of dead bodies, frantically trying to search for a weapon. But alas, none was to hand. Finally, I grasped the only thing available to me, and I struck him, full force in the face, with a shoe.
Ouch! Hey, that really hurt! Who throws a shoe, man?
There was still the previous occupant's foot strapped into it. The Sultan cried out and fell backwards. I parried his attack with a severed limb before plunging my dagger into his side and watched as the oozing blood drained away from his body, taking the life from his eyes with it. His expiring breath, rank and fetid, gasped from behind the decaying teeth, uttered these words.
A curse, a place on you and your people. Tell the Baron this.
Allahma Tazfik, Golhara, Tel Haz Tizi, Areofika, Kiss Omak, Ya Ibn al Shamuta.
Then I pried the scimitar from his deceased hand and took his own head with it. I keep it wrapped in a silken cloth. It hath taken me these many years to find my way back to where I intend to settle my debt, by plunging this very same dagger into the depths of the Baron's miserable, treacherous belly. I may also take his head to add to my collection.
A terrible tale of not insignificant hardship indeed, brave Sir Knight. Now, if you would pardon me, I have need of delivering this consignment of furs and leathers before the night is upon us, and I earn the Baron's own wrath.
Allow me to save you the trip. Here, take my coin for your cart. You will find there plenty enough to cover your costs, with change to spare.
But the Baron be expecting me, sir.
Indeed. A valid point you make, my good man. Here's another penny for your clothes.
My clothes, sir?
Yes.
I am in need of a disguise. You afford me the perfect ruse to infiltrate the Baron's house and mete out his just deserts.
Ha 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 ha